Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, yesterday we heard how markets around England were starting to open up again, but Cambridge Market never closed, but it does face a couple of challenges. Councillor Rosie Moore is responsible for climate change, environment and city centre and is on the line. Good morning, Councillor Rosie Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. So, good news, the markets are going to be reopened. The section of the market that stayed open throughout the lockdown was the sort of the part that was facing M&S, but it's nice and widely open. But I guess the challenge now is opening up the rest of the market.
Yes, so we were just open to the few traders who were eligible, selling essentials like fresh food and a bike stall, and those that wanted to, so not everybody wanted to be open throughout lockdown. And so that meant with lots of closed stalls, we were able to give lots of space to the stallholders and to customers.
Right.
So the challenge now is opening with more stalls whilst enabling social distancing for traders, for shoppers, and obviously queues, making sure there's space for safe queuing.
So how do you open up those parts of the market which are quite enclosed? I remember when I went down to the market, got some bread, got some cheese, very nice, and I sort of wandered round the other side and looked through the centre, and I realised how bunched up it is, and that's even before you put any people in there.
Exactly. So it's a bit of a challenge. We absolutely can't just reopen the market as it was in earlier in the year. So we will be doing it in stages. We will be starting with the perimeter pitches, so the pitches around the edges, see how that goes, and then try and open up some of the inner pitches. But it's going to be quite difficult.
Over what sort of time period do you think that this might be?
Well, it depends. In part, it depends how many traders want to come back, and it also depends how each stage goes. So we would like to enable as many traders who would like to be back trading around the 15th of June, but we'll have to, as I say, there'll be a stage hopefully this weekend, but even then, not all of it is in our control because there's a group who are organising the reopening of the whole city centre. So that's chaired by one of our city council officers working very closely with Cambridge Bid, but also the county council who are responsible for the highways.
So when you say the whole of the city centre, you're talking about shops and places like Lion Yard, the Grand Arcade. I noticed when you were, the council said that it was renewing this wonderful idea of giving free or discounted parking to key workers, but restrictions on the Grand Arcade, which would suggest you are expecting a lot of people to go back there in their cars once stores start to open. John Lewis, for example, I think is opening fairly soon.
Yes. So part of the plan across the whole city centre is to enable social distancing and manage queues. So having those sort of just organising each shop to know which way their queue should be. And all of the pavements in the city centre are pretty narrow. And even without students and without visitors, we expect that the city centre could become quite crowded. So we want to make sure that the pavements are extended, perhaps sometimes into the road with fencing. So it's quite a big project that people have been working on for weeks now.
Just going back to the market specifically, presumably you're in touch with the market traders. What are they kind of saying about coming back to work and how it's going to work out?
Well, the markets team have tried to contact all traders, phoning them up, and have also sent out a survey. And it's a complete mixture. Some are not so keen to come back, and others are, can't wait to be back. They're missing trading, missing their customers. But obviously, the market is a draw in itself,
yeah.
but traders also rely on passing trade. So we want people to come back to the city centre, but we also conversely don't want too many people, and we want people to make sure that they're able to safe distance and to shop thoughtfully and carefully. And I think one of those things is just making sure we give each other space and perhaps assume everything's going to take a little bit longer, just as it does now when you go to the supermarket. Everything takes a little bit longer than it did before.
Does this change at all plans to develop the market, which I know have been talked about in recent months? One would have thought that at the very least, this is going to delay the plans because you've got to put all these measures in immediately.
Yes, it's delaying it for a couple of reasons. One of the next stages was going to be wider consultation, so that's much more difficult, and the design stage. So we're behind on that, but also the council needs to completely look at its finances because we've really been hit hard by extra costs to the council.
So the suggestion there is you're not going to be able to invest as much in the market, or at least not invest it as soon as you would have liked to?
Yes, well, it's a mixture. It's not, we were going to look for outside investment, but obviously the council has also been working at full pelt just to cope with this crisis, and it's not over. People are still working hard on how to manage the reopening. So at the moment, I'm not sure. It's
okay.
Not something that will be going away forever, but it's something that's certainly not going to be sticking to the original schedule, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll come back to talk to you both about the future plans for the market and the more immediate ones as well. Certainly good to, fantastic really, that the market stayed open, albeit in a reduced form for these past 2 weeks. And obviously we look forward to seeing some of the familiar traders back around the market as well. Councillor Rosie Moore, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 Radio this morning.
Thank you.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.